Belfast or the fact that it hasn't been bypassed is a big impact. Every other town you see now, if you see a lorry in it, you know they're delivering to that town. Belfast or two-thirds of the vehicles, particularly the big lorries, are going through the town. They're making it very difficult for shoppers and people within the town to carry out business, getting cars parked and the rest of it. And this is all, and as you can see what happens in the other towns in the county as well, a lot of street-long buildings just been emptied. And obviously the whole retail business now has changed. You need very big, large, sort of modern buildings that are health and safety compliant, fire compliant and everything else. And that's why, and you're going to see more of these derelictions. I am cautiously welcoming the response I got from Liam Ward today and his staff to say that there are, with all these government initiatives, the one-off houses and the ones within the towns and outside, the 30,000 and the 50,000 grants, plus the other town and village renewals, the rural regeneration, which Belfast got the 9 million. I welcome that. In relation to the other streets in the town, Glenfinn Street, Donegal Street, and Abney Street and Somerset as well, it needs to be a joint up approach. We need to have the planning, housing and road service working together, and there's multiple buildings together that can and should be dealt with as one. I have no doubt that if we sat down with the owners and local builders and the council, put on an application to the government on one of these many, many funds there, that we can start dealing with multiple buildings together. We can turn them into accommodation, you know, that can have parking and all the various services. We try and deal with one building at a time under one-off schemes will not address the bigger picture.
But you believe that ultimately it's going to take the 10T, it's going to take the bypass to get a long-term solution here?
Well, it does. There's a lot of challenges. As I'm very clear about it, the Chamber of Commerce and business in general welcome the 10T. They realise through the way it's needed. Some people think the idea that they're against it. They're not. They're always concerned about the linkages, how the town would be linked, which I'm perfectly entitled, as has every other town that's ever been bypassed. They want proper linkages. But we know that bypass is going to come, and again, that will have some more effect on some of the retails, maybe the smaller shops. So all we have asked and ever asked for is a planned approach, not piecemeal. This is the word the council often throw out in planning terms about individuals and builders and kind of councillors looking for everything done piecemeal. We are asking them, putting their own words back on them, we don't want a piecemeal approach to Belfast Road. We want a holistic approach. We want the street looked after street and to look on. And at the moment, government funding is there. They want a plan, and we need to put the plans in and put them in now straight away and start doing maybe 3, 4, 5 buildings together. And they can be modernised. They can be upgraded. Yes, we want to see the old facades like we're doing with the Ritz Cinema. We're keeping the front facade, and the old part at the back is gone, and it'll be fit for purpose. And these things take time, and by the time the bypass comes, we should be ready to try and take advantages, not constantly. Look, if we can pilot it in Belfast and Ulster out of the whole Connacht Ulster region, which we're entitled to under the GeoDirect surveys, then we can work an example rather than scattering bits of money around. And we have to start now with the planning stage and consultation.